Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We always feel that way, but it remains to be seen. Like, no one's given anything, you know, here. We have some good players on the roster here, and these guys are going to have to work to beat them out and earn spots. But, yes, we selected them because we feel that they have a chance to contribute. But, again, they have to earn it. Nothing's given. And I think Mike and the staff have shown that over their 2 years here, that you earn your playing time here.
All right. All right. We're going to have Omar Kelly join us here in just a second and talk to Omar about the draft coming up, get his take on everything as far as the picks go. Well, we have a first, second, fourth, fifth, 2 6-round picks, and a 7th-round pick, and a little bit of everything, including 2 edge rushers and 2 wide receivers. So we've had all those guys going, and we'll get into all that with just a second here as Vladdy's tracking. A little backwards, but Vladdy going a little bit late on.
Watching the draft, one of the things I'm always amused by, I love when they have the camera shot of the guy getting the phone call, right? That never gets old for me, a guy showing the happiness and all. But the other thing is when the girlfriend's there, how many she's sitting from the guy sometimes, and the mother's freezing.
Oh, that was
out.
Classic.
That was great.
That was the best. The girlfriend was trying to get over there, yeah. And mom. It's sitting
Who was
next
that?
To her
I
son.
I can't remember the pick, but
I. You know what? Was it the Jets offensive
Might have been
tackle?
Yeah, I think so.
And so she's trying to really get in on the party, and Big Mama is just not having it. She was like, "This is my baby," and she's trying to get
she's
in, celebrate, get a hug,
blocking him out,
and mom and dad,
her out.
Mom and dad are getting all the hugs, and I'm gonna sit next to you. You'll get your turn. It is pretty interesting to see that. The other one that's really interesting for me is this one, is that the celebration of all the teams when they get up and hug each other. Then I was thinking, well, what are they supposed to do? Just all sit there like when they go to the war room and they're all standing there like they're really disappointed with the pick. So they all get up and go around and hug each other and high-five each other.
You don't think they're told? Is there a memo going around the league when you get your
bad
pick,
look? Bad look if you're all sitting there, right, and you don't enjoy it. Hey, we got him right now, Omar Kelly. I've been dying to say this. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald joins us
that
this morning.
That just sounds so weird. That sounds weird to hear.
Omar, good morning.
You know, when I switched paper, when I switched papers from the Herald to the Sun Sentinel so many years ago, and you make a phone call, you know, you call up to interview. So this is Dave Hyde with the. And you must have, and I would start, it took me a while to switch over to Dave Hyde of the Sun Sentinel. Are you having that problem, Omar?
You know what? It's funny because when you're talking to these draft picks, you're supposed to say what publication did you're from. But I've just been doing that for years where I don't say nothing. You just go, no, my name is Omar Kelly. I work for my readers and my listeners.
The man of the people.
Yeah, but it is weird, but it also is the paper that gave me my start in the newspaper business as an 11th grade person who enjoyed sports and wanted to be a writer. So I was Barry Jackson's intern in 1994, and we're going to be working together.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Well, listen, man. Congratulations on that deal, Omar, for sure. Hey, so I got to ask you. Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul, a lot of talk about we got to unlock the talent.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts? And then, of course, from 4 to 7, it's a lot of guys have had a lot of production, mostly production at different positions. What's your take on 1 and 2?
1 and 2, it makes me feel as if this draft was about 2025. And I read what Dave wrote, and I happen to agree. Chop Robinson, while he will be needed immediately, he's the less of the polished first round talents. There were 4 pass rushers who were projected as first round players, and Chop Robinson had a top 25 grade. Like, you could look at any board you want to look at, and he was universally going to be selected in top 25 selections, had a legit first round grade. But he was viewed as the less polished of all the pass rushers. The college productivity was not there. They could tell you whatever they want about pressure plays and impact plays and analytics. I'm not an analytics guy. I'm a did you get the sack or didn't you? Because we could, if we're going to go on sack productivity or impact plays, Jalen Phillips probably missed about 50 sacks in his first 2 seasons. Imagine if he had finished some of those sacks. You know, he'd be a Pro Bowl player right now in his first 2 seasons. So I like you to finish. I like you to have impact plays, but I also like you to finish. And then Patrick Paul, I can understand the intrigue. 6'7", 330 pounds, 30 reps of 225. I can see the arm length. I get it. You know, he supposedly got bigger arm length than Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, in terms of wingspan. But when you just look at his film, you look at what he did at the Senior Bowl, you look at one-on-one drills, he shows that he needs a lot of handwork, a lot of footwork. But that's what Butch Barry's there for. And he's going to have an opportunity to learn and groom under Teron Armstead, which I think is priceless. Teron has helped so many of these guys learn how to be pros and learn what it takes to be pros. I think that's the greatest value that he brings. We all know that Teron does not practice in training camp. He does not practice in the exhibition season. And really, he only practices once a week. This is what we signed up for. So Patrick Paul is going to get a lot of reps and a lot of opportunities. And hopefully in his first season, he can grow and blossom and learn. And you know, we also know that he's going to probably be required to contribute, because we also know Teron Armstead doesn't necessarily stay healthy. Teron's a freak of nature when he's healthy and when he's on the field. But that we can count on that for, what, 10 to 12 games this season?
All right, Omar, which of the rookies makes the biggest impact next year?
You know, it's got to be Chop Robinson from the standpoint you don't know where Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are health-wise. And I am not one of, you know, and Mike McDaniel can make all the jokes that he wants about timelines, and he doesn't believe in timelines and he won't put one on players. But I'm sorry, 9 months, the last time I checked these injuries on a speedy timetable was 9 months. I know Jalen Phillips, you know, he didn't suffer an ACL tear. He suffered a meniscus. ACLs are at least 9 months. So I think that Chop Robinson's going to begin the first month of the season, you know, at least September, being the starting pass rusher opposite Shaq Barrett. And then we've got, you know, Mo Kamara, who was one of my man crush list players, undersized pass rusher. I'm very interested to see what he can do now. When we talk about if you put his sack totals with Chop Robinson probably be a top 5 pick. 30 and a half sacks, 45 and a half tackles for loss. So I'm always a big fan of the double down in a draft where you select 2 players at the same position. They did that twice with Chop Robinson and Mo Kamara, and then Malik Washington and Taj Washington, the Washington brothers, as we'll call them.
Yeah, hey, so I got to ask you real quickly. Ramsey had the Achilles, and Bradley Chubb had the ACLs from last year. You just you,
Go ahead. Not Ramsey. You're thinking about Jalen.
Jalen Phillips. Excuse me. I did it too. I'm sorry about that. Wrong Jalen. You're right. Anyway, hey, so I got it.
We continue to collect.
Boy, data. I'll tell you what. I just did a correction and chopped it myself there. That was just that was terrible. So, you know, they can't be. I know Perk also has been on this that they're going to take a step back and get set for 2025. Man, this thing's built. They got to win right now. This got to be continuation from last year. Expectations. Nobody's going to mention over there about no. We're going to develop and get this thing set for 2025. You think, Omar?
You know what, Joe? Show me in your actions. Show me in your actions that you believe that this is a title contending team. And I wrote this for the Herald that should be in the paper this morning. You are not. This is not a finished product in terms of the roster. Tell me who your starting right guard. You is it Liam Eichenberg? Is it Rob Jones? What's happening there? Is your left guard Isaiah Wynn? What's going on there? Tell me who is that one player that replaces Christian Wilkins? Look how fast I forget his name. You signed seven. But is there any one of them that can give me the impact that Calais Campbell can at the ripe age of 37? I would argue to you and say no. Calais had 42 pressures last year and 6.5 sacks. 42 pressures for the Atlanta Falcons. So please go finish this thing. Go add a Calais Campbell. Go add a Justin Simmons. You are not finished. Even if you Odell Beckham, you're still out there. There's a flirtation there. I know we just drafted two slot receivers, but they're slot receivers. That's not exactly what you need right now. Where's the size? We got a whole receiving unit of Smurfs. Where is the size? Mike McDaniel knows what he wants, and I'm not sitting there arguing. You coach the number one offense in the NFL. You get what you want, okay? And if those are the body types that you like in terms of fluidity and quickness and shiftiness and everybody can do everything on the field, more props to you. Those are the receivers you like. Cool. But what happens in the red zone? I still don't see, unless we're going to go Jody Fortson and Jonnu Smith in the red zone, I don't see how much better you are in the end zone. But I think that they have to continue to finish this thing out. If you want to talk about being a title contender in 2024, name me the moves that make it seem as if you're a title contender. Because right now, so far, I don't see any.
Let me ask you about Jalen Wright, who they made a trade to get, the running back out of Tennessee, 5'11", 210. Does he slide into that third spot as a running back for you?
Has to. Right now, I mean, his toughest competition is Jeff Wilson, which even though we restructured Jeff Wilson's contract, he got phased out last year. I like Jeff, but, you know, they clearly said that, hey, we're going in a different direction. And then Savon Ahmed, who, you know, say whatever you want about Savon Ahmed, but the guy averaged like 9.8 yards per carry in the exhibition season. He earned his playing time and he earned his reps. And Savon is always a dynamic player when pads aren't on. So he's going to have to earn it. But Jalen Wright, I mean, everybody that I know in the scouting community thinks that guy is a potential stud. The Dolphins obviously felt like he was maybe a top 50 talent on their board, and they went up and they got him. They went up there and traded their future third-round pick to go get him in the fourth round. I think that's one of my favorite picks. And I give Mike McDaniel props because I heard from back in his 49er days, he's really good at evaluating tailbacks. He proved that with Devon Achane. And if we hit on another Devon Achane, I would be celebrating that one because we all know that Raheem Mostert, even though he got a contract extension, I mean, he's, what, 30, 31, 10-year veteran. That, you know, you can't count on that forever.
Got a lot of guys can run at that running back position, though. I'll tell you what, man. The track team's strong.
Remember, at the end of the year, we ran out of running backs at the end of the year. So, you know, hey, you can never have enough pass rushers and you can never have enough running backs in the NFL.
Omar, you struck on something that I've been thinking about, too, the redundancy of a lot of these talents, the speed at running back, the size at receiver. Mm-hmm. I mean, they tried to get big last year, brought in Chase Claypool as a, you know, and it didn't work out. Is there too much redundancy or is as you said, this is what Mike McDaniels likes, and he's proven he can make it work.
I said this, Mike likes what he likes, man. And we can sit here and we can argue that, hey, you need a big possession receiver. Mike's not going to use him. I mean, they do have Eric Uzakama. Not that, you know, they want to use him in that role, but Mike likes what he likes. And when you coach the number one offense and the number six offense in the NFL, because we turn up our nose like the number six offense in 2022 was bad, when truthfully speaking, it was the best offense Dolphins had in 20 years. You know, Mike knows what he likes, and I think when you try to give him something offensive-wise that he doesn't want or doesn't need, it's like giving him socks for Christmas. Like, he's just looking at it like, thanks, appreciate it, and I'll never use it, but thanks.
Yeah, by the way, I agree, man. Those are Mike picks. I mean, he looked at those guys and said, man, that's what I'm looking at right there. That's what we need for sure. Hey, so free agency, rookie free agency. Haven't really looked at it, though. Matthew Jones, Ohio State guard center, two-year starter at a great program. Is that a guy to keep an eye on that could crack into that top eight or nine spot?
Yeah, I guess. We'll wait and see how he looks in training camp, especially when the pads come on. It's so impossible to predict which one of these undrafted rookies are gonna make the team. But one always makes the team. One or two always makes the team. Look at last year with Julian Hill. He beat out a drafted player. He beat out Elijah Higgins. Ryan Hayes was a seventh round pick. He got cut, got claimed, came back on the practice squad. You know, the one thing I will say about this draft is I know they've got a good talent evaluator in Marvin Allen. I know he's so widely respected in the league. That's the assistant general manager. My issue is, why haven't they hit on more third day picks in the recent years? You know, let's hope that's what it is, that maybe this is the year that the third round picks and the undrafted players come in the third round picks are the third day picks are better than the undrafted players, which usually has not been the case. So let's hope that not only will they hit on third day guys, but they'll also hit on the undrafted players. But yeah, I couldn't guess which one of these undrafted guys is going to make an impact. But I definitely think, because right now, Liam Eikenberg is projected as your starting right guard unless he gets beat out by Driscoll, and he's projected as your backup center. And to me, I think you definitely have to add a backup center.
Omar, thank you, man. Really appreciate you coming on. You take care of yourself.
No problem, Joe. Talk to you guys, and appreciate it, Hyde.
All right, Omar. We'll talk. Right. Competitor. Traitor.
No, how many years you guys worked together?
Off the top of my head, probably like eight. I would guess.
Wow.
We did a lot of different things, video,
yeah,
besides,
right,
you know, stuff in the paper and games and all that. We did a lot of stuff. We did stuff in here together when you were out. So
yeah.
I'm sure we'll still do stuff together.
No question.
The war between papers isn't what it used to be.
I missed that.
There used to be fist fights in the press.
I missed that when the beat writers didn't like each other.
Now we're all in the foxhole together trying to survive.
You guys all get along. They sit together now.
It's awful.
It's warm and fuzzy, and it used to be
knockdown,
drag out because of beliefs.
I like Barry. I like
religion
Omar,
and politics and players and – you're trying to get in with this guy. We know you're leaking stuff. Oh, man, I miss those. Those are great days.
Those were the good days.
Those were great old days. All right, we got to go to break here. You know what? People need cash, man. Interest rates are higher, high insurance rates, HOA fees. What the hell's going on, South Florida? A lot of folks running credit card debt to make up for it at 28 to 30% in these condos. What are you doing, man? Those credit cards, running those up? May seem like free money to start with, but then you got to pay with all that interest. Oh, Lord. It's bad. Let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off for you. He can show you how to do it and get you back to normal again. Reverse mortgages, super popular right now. Hey, more popular than ever for this reason. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, and you should really take a look at it. A lot of people in South Florida are doing it. A lot of the retirement community are doing it because get all that equity out of the home and be able to have a place to live is important. Debt consolidation, need cash. Well, I'll tell you what, for whatever reason, you need money and you need that equity out of your home, let Michael Kotze make it work for you, man. It's about great service. 30 years of experience. Michael Kotze is Choice Mortgage. He has no life. All he does is work 7 days a week. Call or text him. Let him help you and get it started today. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice. He's an equal housing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Linder.
I think it's some of the versatility we like. You know, I mean, you see it when you watch him. He rushes kind of all over inside. He's over the center. He's 2-point, 3-point. And so that versatility is what, you know, drew us to him initially.
Oh, a little chop for everybody. Chop Robinson, first pick. That was Chris Greer talking about him. So you know the story by now, right? All the talent and 15 tackles and 4 sacks in 12 games. Is just
let me just say, I wish they had taken that Kool-Aid. What was it? The cornerback.
Oh, I thought
Kool-Aid.
You wanted to drink a certain
no,
kind
no,
of Kool-Aid.
Because then we would have had Chop Robinson, Bam Adebayo. We would have had the best nicknames in town, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I hope he works out. However they're going to use him, I agree with Omar. He's going to play.
He has to play, right?
He can play. We can talk about he's a project and, you know, not exactly what you want to hear out of your first-round pick. You'd like to hear he's ready to go and let's rock and roll a little bit. But he's going to play. He's going to play. I said, and by the way, there's a chance, though, Muhammad Kamara, if he's as good, you know, 13 sacks, your other edge rusher you got from Colorado State. Now, I know he played a Colorado State schedule, but the guy got there. I have this other belief that not everybody has. Just looking at the pressures every week from our guys. Enough pressures equals enough sacks. Even the ones you miss. Even the one you go over the top of a big quarterback and he somehow dips underneath. You see those every so often. And I know Chubb's had them and so has Jalen's had them on the other side. But
Omar has some interesting thoughts. The one that I think most people disagree is just that. If you pressure, that means something. Pressures count. Pressures are a big
football stat. If you see a guy have a lot of pressures,
usually it translates into sacks at some point too, right?
And I have great respect for pressures too, to get the guy out of his, you know, his comfort spot in the pocket and get the guy flushed outside and yeah, there is definitely value. There's definitely value in that. It is important. But I got to tell you, that league's not about pressures. That league, if you want to look at sexy stats, sacks.
They talk about T.J. Watt and all the Watts. It's sacks, right? And
yes.
Myles Garrett, big season is sacks. And Aaron Donald up the middle even. You know, and that's really what I think the Dolphins are going to miss, the pressure up the middle. Can they get that next year the way they had it last year?
Well, well, they're going to be a new sidekick for Zach Sealer for sure. A few of them. He might have a lot of different neighbors moving in on that side. So we'll see. But they've got all these draft picks. They end up with first, second, fourth, fifth, two sixes, and a seven. Dave, there's a good chance that five, six, or maybe even seven of those guys going to be on the 53-man roster. Maybe not. Maybe it is five or six. But a lot of those guys are going to have to be on the 53-man roster. And if you're on that roster, you can't just play special teams. Some of those guys are going to need to play because you're going to have injuries, because no matter how healthy you are, you're going to have guys go down.
Well, these guys better play because they were taken at the very positions the Dolphins had the most need. As much as everybody talks best player available, blah, 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 they took at most needed position available.
That's right.
Which is the edge rusher they're desperate for. The offensive line they needed help on, and wide receiver. They needed third wide receiver. And so these guys are going to get all chance in the world to play.
I always wonder, because every team says this, not just the Dolphins, everybody says this, man. This thing pretty much went the way we thought, and we got one of the guys we really wanted.
I think it went the way the Dolphins did not want to go, which is
all those pass rushers going right
ahead
in front of them.
Yeah. And offensive tackles, too. I'm sure, you know, maybe they take an offensive tackle who can play guard this year if it falls differently. But it's just, you know, the three edge rushers who can play every down were taken right in front of them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think this was an unfortunate draft for the Dolphins.
Well, Mike said one thing I do agree with. You can't have enough of them after last year.
Sure.
I agree. I don't disagree. I didn't know three guys are going to drop within a couple of games of each other. You're one, two, and three. Actually, your fourth guy, too, Cameron Good, also went down, who didn't even have a lot of experience, who's just a special teams fourth guy, and he goes down, and you're like, holy crap.
Not only go down, but go down in a way that carries into this season. And it really reorders your offseason plans, because the last thing they probably thought they had to do is put a big investment into edge rushers.
So somebody asked me, do you really believe that was the highest graded guy on the board? And I said, no, I don't think it was. I think if you were just the highest graded guy, they – probably a wide receiver or something else. There'd have been
or
other
the cornerback the Eagles took
or
right behind them.
But they're going, we don't really need that, and we're going to have a bigger hole. Let's take the highest at this position. But they're not going to come out and say that stuff. Now, the other crazy story, six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks was the craziest thing. More specifically, what Atlanta did, having Kirk Cousins, who's guaranteed all this money, especially over the next couple years, and they go out and draft in the eighth pick, Michael Penix. That, to me, I looked at a lot of ways, and you know, I couldn't wait for the next day to hear what guys that know a hell of a lot more about it than I do, and everybody's scratching their head, except the team. They're going, I don't know why everybody doesn't understand. We've got our quarterback right now, and we've got our quarterback long term. What don't you understand? Like, I don't know, you could have used the other guy to other position at eighth pick to –
I think everybody loved all the other teams loved it because now they have a buffoon organization. Everybody point out, not only did they do that this offseason, they interviewed Bill Belichick twice and then let it go out there that he didn't crack their top three candidates. I mean, why would you tell a reporter that
it's
he didn't crack the top three candidates?
It's a vicious league, isn't it? It's a vicious – they say it's cold for the players. It's apparently cold for everybody.
But you would think Atlanta was this great franchise if they're making these
– How about Belichick had a second interview?
Yeah, that's a weird one. And
so you jerked me around not once but twice.
Did you see him on with Pat McAfee?
I didn't watch
it. I watched it. It was – I thought he was great. Very interesting, you know, and
well, he's been on both sides. He's had crappy drafts, a lot of them, because he's picked them.
He's been part of it.
Yeah.
But he's been through it. He's had to make decisions, and he's won Super Bowls. But the funny part on Pat McAfee, so Belichick's locked into the draft, as you would expect, you know, talking, giving insight on all this stuff, the Drake May pick and interesting stuff. And then McAfee brings in this basically a magician doing card tricks right beside Belichick. And it was this uncomfortable. It was great television watching Belichick just want to get back to, you know, talking about.
He doesn't like all that playing stuff. No. He's old school. And yeah, it was funny. Nick Saban was on with him as well as Bill Belichick, both now out of coaching. And a big part of the draft.
The thing I like,
he liked Drake May. I didn't hear.
He did. He said he liked Drake May, but he basically said he's got a lot to work on. And one of his comments, he likes to compare himself to Josh Allen. He goes, "We'll see about that." So
I always love when Belichick comes on after the team that they're trying to build up is. I mean, that thing had no talent offensively, and it's him.
Offensively, they have a pretty good defense. So
always have a good defense.
Yeah,
I have some guys. Those safeties loaded at safeties, and have done a nice job with that through the years.
Their franchise to me is at when Marino left here. You know, Marino when he was a star and left. When his star left, the Dolphins were in the wilderness for 20 years. They're still trying to get out of the wilderness. And I think that's the Patriots, how they're going to be. When I hear their owner come out and talk about, essentially say, you know, they made this documentary, and it was the Kraft Productions, and they put a lot of blame on Belichick for things. And all when I see owners doing stuff like that and making some of the comments they have, I'm thinking they're going down because they think they're the smartest.
Yeah, they did this documentary. I thought it would be, like, really positive.
There was no need for them to blast Belichick, was there? I mean, why wouldn't you just praise this guy who's probably quintupled the value of your franchise, won you 6 Super Bowls, and so it was time. It was time to have a separation. Okay, everybody gets
that. Yeah, but why not do the documentary and, like, hey, it was tough, but, like, so people, like, listen, the Don Shula stuff, there'll be stuff on Don Shula coming out. He was tough. I think everybody respected the way he did it. They didn't always like the way he did it. Yeah, a lot of guys, you know, when you're playing for him, don't like him. But you understand everything. There's a respect factor, you know, of that. I'm guessing Belichick was kind of that way too. But, boy, and then players are ripping players for saying negative things about each other and, you know.
And it comes out that Robert Kraft tells the Atlanta Falcons that Belichick's untrustworthy.
I don't know if that's true, but, boy, that
well,
is.
It's out there. And Kraft, maybe he denied it. He didn't deny it loudly. I didn't hear it. So it's very weird. A lot of
weird stuff for sure. Hey, we got to go to break. We'll get back. Big games tonight, man. Panthers. Back home trying to close it out against Tampa Bay and the Heat trying to stay alive. Can we put together one of those three-point shooting games against the Celtics and tie this thing up at 2-2 and make it a best-of-three series going back up there?
Are you asking
You're
me?
You're kind now? Of. No, I'm not.
They got the steal of the series. I thought if they can take one game.
That was one of the greatest playoff wins they've ever had.
That was remarkable. I mean, they're so undermanned. I just don't see it. It's unfortunate.
All right, So much for the tease. Dave Hyde just said
sorry,
it's done.
Sorry,
no, it's fine.
You know, sorry, Joe.
You know what? You could be this.
Go Panthers! I think the Panthers though will close it out tonight. I think they're ready to make a big run.
I can't wait to see what Spoh's got his guys doing tonight, trying to shake things up a little bit. But right now, got to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I love talking about it. I don't like talking about low T and ED, but I had it, and I've been very honest about it. I hope you're not offended that I've been so honest about it, but I was tired all the time. I wasn't working out like I used to. I was like, well, this must have just hit. It happens, I guess, in your 60s. Well, listen, man, on top of the low T, which makes you moody, you're not sleeping well, all the other things, my sex drive was shot. It was gone. And I got to tell you, man, I wasn't even fired up about going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I wasn't. I just was not at all. And I did. I scheduled a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic, And I got to tell you, the results were unbelievable 7 months ago. I've noticed every day that I feel differently. Dave Hyde even asked me earlier today, do you really even notice a difference? I said, man, like, it's unbelievable. A combination of just everything. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Look, they've got 6 locations throughout South Florida. If you know you're going through ED or low T or a combination of both right now, which you probably have a pretty good idea, set up an appointment. They've got 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you, one really close to you. The results 7 months ago, man, 7 months ago, unbelievable. Just the energy level to work out again, starting there, and just get your sex drive back, all that stuff. 877-455-7300. More importantly, just go visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. That's AtlanticMensClinic.com. Find out more about them and set up that appointment and notice a big difference quickly with Atlantic Men's Clinic.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, it's the collaboration. And that's always been very important. And, you know, over the years, we've done well there. And I think that's the scouts and coaches, and they put a lot of time in it. This isn't something, you know, everyone just getting together right now here at the end of the draft. This has been going on for, you know, weeks of the scouts communicating and then talking with Mike and I and going through it. But a lot of credit, again, goes to the scouts and the coaches for grinding those back-end guys, the free agents, for sorting them for how they fit for our team and how they would like, you know, in terms of how the coaches want to work with them and develop them.
Well, we'll see what happens to rookie free agents, because there always seems to be one or two guys, not that anybody's concerned with rookie free agents today and the guys that they sign and the guys what they got for signing bonuses and everything else. But one or two guys make it every year.
Has to, yeah. It was Chris Brooks. That's the guy you wanted to. The running back got hurt, unfortunately, because there's always somebody in training camp or preseason.
Cater Kohu ended up being a good player, although, you know, didn't play as well in year two as he did in year one, but is a good player.
He might be the first guy I've covered on the Dolphins who had college loans. He had college loans to pay off.
Wow.
Which tells you that where he came from.
Did you see the bonus he got in that new NFL
deal?
I'm
happy for him. I'm happy for that.
He like doubled his salary. He got like his base salary and one of the highest for amount of time he played. They have this bonus plan that they do in the NFL. I think he was second or third in that.
Hope he gets back to maybe being used right and or,
yeah,
you know, getting back to how he played as a rookie this year.
And Julian Hill, I don't know what happens. All these tight ends they pick up in the offseason. They pick up 2 Derms here, Julian Hill's here. I don't think they'll keep 4 guys. But, yeah, we'll see.
Maybe one of them gets a touchdown this year, though. What do you think, Joe? Tight end touchdown? Is that possible? That's one of the weirder stats.
So
right?
I hope I get to interview Mike, and I would ask him about, like, so he comes from a program that had Kittle, and that had great production. He had another great year last year with the 49ers, and we come here and I've never heard of a. And their offense is really good. Don't get me wrong. The production of running back and the 2 wide receivers was second to none in the league. It's just weird. You didn't have a touchdown from your tight end.
You take that personally as a tight end, don't you?
Well, just we rotated three guys, and the numbers from the three guys were pretty good. So, but you look at it
and you say, imagine if, okay, you have this great big play offense. Well, things they did in that offense were fun to watch, right? Imagine if they add a couple components to it, a tight end, a third receiver,
Smythe,
short yardage.
Jonnu Smith, Fortson.
You
would like to think that he's got – and maybe he did. Maybe he goes, okay, the one thing that's missing is – now, saying that, like Omar said, the offense overall was really good. And I know we can break it down into bad teams and good teams, and the numbers were completely different, but –
Well, I think the question is, where's the plan B against the good teams? When they take away two receivers,
maybe that's part of the tight end.
Right.
Part of that is part of tight end. We do need to run better inside. But I can tell you we're, one or two and running the ball outside. And ended up, overall it was pretty good running the ball. And yards per carry from your top two guys was crazy good last year from Achan and Mostert. But it does need, and Mike's still got to figure this thing out. And I'll tell you what, they got to plan and almost pretend like one of the two wide receivers are going to be hurt, because they weren't very good when one guy was down. And they had Waddle out. We had Tyreek Hill try to play through some injuries when he was banged up, and, they keyed on him. And
well, I think what they got, and I said this earlier in the show, Tyreek Hill had 170 targets his first year, 171 last year. That's only behind Devontae Adams in the whole league for the past 2 years.
Yeah, no, he gets targeted.
And it's too much. And then you say, well, why is he hurt in December? Well, there'd be the first thing to take to try to incorporate some other parts of the offense so it isn't just all Tyreek Hill. As good as he's been, he's 30. He's not going to get healthier coming up.
So his 2 years have been, and I know people ask, hey, what do you think of that move? And I say, it was great. It was entertaining for fans, but more importantly, it was the most explosive. Dave, you had to have fun overall with last year's product, with all the huge plays and from the running backs.
The last two years, the offense, when they're on, has been a blast to watch, hasn't it? It's been fun to watch. It's fun football. Now, then you break it down – 1-6 against playoff teams.
Yeah, no, away. That's fair.
That's unfortunate. The way they ended the season with three straight losses against good teams is something that you carry into the offseason and say, okay, maybe it wasn't as much fun as
And you know what's crazy looked. About the whole thing? You win that Tennessee game, and then you still lose those other games. Well, you got everything wrapped up.
Yeah, I don't play that.
You don't
game.
Like that.
I don't like, because every team can throw out has one awful loss.
Dave, we had a 2-touchdown lead with 5 minutes.
I've never seen a loss like
okay,
that.
Okay, thank you.
I agree with it. It was an awful loss.
Okay,
an awful loss. But every team can throw. I always say throw out one awful loss and one win that just either shouldn't have happened or it's off the charts. Like the Denver was off the charts. Good.
So, it's funny because I was talking to Harvey Cohen of Cohen and Judah about this, and he's right. He said the biggest need was pass rusher, and with the unknown of your top two guys, and he probably was right on that. Do you agree that pass rush? And listen, the O-line, I'm with you on the O-line. Hell, that defensive tackle apparently is thin, but
I agree that they addressed their needs expressly in the draft. It's just the answers they got made you ask him more questions with the first two picks. Is this pass rusher, is he more than just a third down edge rusher? And can he become an edge rusher right away in this league? And the tackle, is he going to be more than a backup all season?
Yeah.
Which is, it's weird. You want starters, especially all the holes they created this offseason or things they had to fill. Being a starter out of your first round, getting a start out of your first and second round pick was sort of the starting point of where they go. Instead, you just almost have a lot of questions coming up.
I think one of the plans is for Anthony Weaver to make this work when everybody's healthy, to have a third pass rusher out there in passing situations. Move some guys around a little bit.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Do some different things. So I'm just guessing. But I agree with Omar, man. If you look at one guy, Chop Robinson, it doesn't change. No matter what they say, he needs to be the guy that plays. He's at a position of need, and whatever the talent is and the talent's going to be, his ass needs to play in September. Needs to play a lot. He may have to. They're not just going to throw out the two injured guys to play if they're not ready. I mean, completely healthy with that long season coming up. They'd rather they miss a few games if they need an extra 3 or 4 weeks.
The big what if to me of this draft is when they saw that the Leitu, the UCLA linebacker, goes first, and then all of a sudden another edge rusher goes off. If they had a third or fourth round pick, would they have traded up to get one of those three guys who can, you know, is highly rated to play every down? You know, the every down guy, which you want to have a first round pick.
Yeah, it's a great question. Great question. Where did Chris had to have a pretty good idea. They're going to make a run. What, first 15 picks were all offense.
Yeah, once one of them
it's coming. Like, all right, there's some really good players and not a lot of them at certain positions. You better jump on this thing early. So it's it'll be interesting to see what happens when this all comes together. How many of these guys are on the active roster? And Dave, it's hard to keep that many rookies and not play some of them. Some of them got to slowly filter in there in September onto the field.
And there's places for them. Again, this is one of these receivers has to come through. You get two of them, you're doubling down on your bets. And I like that. That's the way to go when you have a need. They got two receivers. They got two edge rushers for a reason. There's a role they need to be filled, and they're desperate to be filled now. Especially with the edge rushers, the question is, did they get the guy to do that? So we'll see. We'll watch it play out.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a hell of a night coming up here in South Florida. Panther fans, they know you can close it out against Tampa Bay. The Heat try to put together another one of those spectacular games we saw, like Game 2 up in Boston, try to even this series up tonight, and then the Marlins also home against Washington for a four shot.
I'll be at the Panthers game. So I watched that series. It's starting to get a little nastier. You know, Tampa Bay came out desperate in Game 4. You know, they're down 3-0. They're going after Barkov a little more. We'll see if that carries over.
Who goes after Barkov? Like, Barkov's just kind of like really
nicest
good
guy, right?
Yeah, like, let me get. Where's Kachuk?
Yeah.
Kachuk's doing something to somebody.
Right. And so three of them went, you know, Barkov got close to the net, but nothing. And three of them all of a sudden were punching him. He pushed back. And the referee's playoff philosophy, okay, Barkov and one of theirs go to the penalty box. You know, it's like, okay, this is how it's.
Barkov, yeah. Come on, man. By the way, the Verhaeghe and Reinhardt stories are just so good. How good are those guys in the playoffs? Huh? How good and great.
And their stars, what you love about the Panthers, the way they played, their stars have produced right from the opening game. You know, the Verhaeghe, Kachuk, Barkov's, you know, Montour had a goal. They're getting.
All those guys from last year in the playoffs
are back. They're all back. And Bobrovsky's had big games, too. Last one excluded.
And you know what? I've been trying really hard. Can you re-sign some of those guys that have had huge seasons?
Well, this is – you talk about windows to win. Reinhardt's hit 60 goals now. He's a free agent. Montour's top four defenseman and offensive – you see the offense. He's a free agent. So the Panthers are going to have their own issues.
And you know they want to be here, but you also know they know there's limited time to make the money.
Reinhardt could not have come up with a better season to score the way he has.
Wow.
He's going to break the bank.
All right, Dave, we've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up, man. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. The text machine is just blowing up here on a Monday. We'll get Vladdy Daddy to jump on some of those this hour for us. Hey, I'm not an attorney for a firm, but I sure do like the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah in Plantation. Well, I'll tell you what, if you've been injured in an accident and you hired a law firm that made you promises and have not been able to keep them, apparently this happens all the time, you're not alone. Some of the top reasons clients fire or change their lawyer in an injury case: lack of communication. As easy as, like, why don't you call me back and let me know what's going on? Well, we don't think your case is big enough. Well, don't call back. If that's happening to you, I'll tell you who will: treat you when you walk through the front door and shake your hand and said, we got you. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, 35 years of experience, working all of South Florida, big results, excellent client reviews, great trial lawyers. Check them out. It's CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-324-7333. Do your homework, man. Do your homework. Seriously. Don't just watch an ad on TV. Do your homework and check it out. That's CohenandJudah.com. They handle your case from start to finish. And that handshake means something. You're not going to have be handed off to another attorney that just started. You're getting the two best. And these guys will work their butts off to make sure you get a fair amount of money. And the way you're treated and being able to get a hold of them even on a weekend, that's what they pride themselves on. So if you're going through it right now, call Cohen and Judah. That's 866-324-7333. Or just go to the website. It'll tell you all you need to know and you can see them. CohenandJudah.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.